أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فألقي السحرة سجدا قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم في جذوع النخل ولتعلمن أينا أشد عذابا وأبقى. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 70 and 71 of Surah Taha. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is discussing the competition, the contest between the sahirin, the sorcerers, the magicians, and the Nabi of Allah, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They were overconfident. They asked Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, would he cast his spell first, or should they? Musa alayhi salam said they should cast. Then he casted, and the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala manifested the mu'jiza, and the miracle of Allah overpowered the magicians and the sorcery, the result of which was that whatever Musa alayhi salatu was salam casted, that was his asa, it gobbled and swallowed and ate up all of their hibal and their isi, their ropes and all their sticks. When this happened, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. Literal translation of this is that the magicians, the sorcerers, cast themselves into sajda. Normally, in Arabic, when somebody goes into sajda, the word kharru is used, kharra, kharru, that the person prostrated before Allah. Ulqiya, alqiha ya Musa, that all means to cast, to throw something down onto the ground. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is using this term to show us and give us a very important message, that they threw themselves onto the ground, or rather they were thrown onto the ground. And what it means is now they recognized they were experts in the field. They understood the extent and the limitations of sorcery and the batil of it, the falsehood of it. And they saw the truth in what Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had done, that this was beyond insan. This was beyond human. This could never be sorcery. It had to be from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that in itself caused them to cast themselves onto the ground in recognition of the haqq. And as they went down, Allah says, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. Certainly, we have brought iman in the Rabb of Sayyiduna Harun and Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. In other words, they turned towards Allah in iman, and they brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In Ruhul Maani, there is a narration from Sayyidina Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he says that when this happened, immediately they remained in that sajda, and then they did not get up from that sajda. That sajda was so beloved to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that iman of theirs was so sincere, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed them glimpses of Jannah. They abode in Jannah, and the ni'mas that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would bless them in Jannah. In other words, this was that ikhlas and that sincerity they had, and from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's side, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's promise. Because whatever is going to come hereafter now, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala prepared their hearts for it. قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. Fir'aun absolutely disgraced, absolutely humiliated. We know that when a man is lost, when a man is disgraced, when a man is humiliated, there is on the one hand anger, there is annoyance, there is aggression. He made this claim that He is the Rabb, and here they have now claimed and they have brought Iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in his absolute disgrace, he begins to say that, have you brought Iman before I gave you permission? In other words, you could have only brought Iman if I gave you permission. Here it was a complete loss. إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. Now he needed some kind of propaganda. And the propaganda that he brought about was that he, that is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is your master. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had taught you the sihr, the sorcery. And this was all a plan, and this was all a plot from your side. And the punishment, لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ, that I will cut your hands and your legs on opposite sides. Most of the commentators said this was a kind of punishment that they would meet out, Firaun would meet out to anybody that was disrespectful to him, disloyal to him, who renegated and came away from him and who went against his will and his wishes, that the right hand will be cut off and the left leg will be cut off, the opposite sides. So what is the use of a person then, insofar as movement, the body becomes absolutely crippled? And the second part of the punishment, وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ, and I will crucify you on the trunk of a date palm, of the date palm trees. In other words, you will remain there, pegged onto it, no food, no nothing, and you will die a natural death of total suffering, of total humiliation. وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبَقَى. Earlier Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Firaun that the wahi from Allah has come, that the azab will be for those who disobey Allah. So in response to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's statement, now he says that you people will come to know who is greater, who is more severe in azab, in punishment, and whose azab will be more lasting. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings to us a very, very simple message, that haqq and batil will always be in conflict. Allah keep us on haqq, and Allah ta'ala keep us steadfast on haqq, but we should never waver when it comes to matters of haqq and batil. And this is the example that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala presents to us. There are those narrations that say that when they came for the contest, then in total mockery of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they even dressed like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and perhaps through the barakah of that also, even it was mockery, but they imitated a Nabi of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed them with Iman. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.